basically at the moment the Justice Committee of the Dáil is holding hearings into the issue of safety online. As part of that, we had Facebook, Twitter and Google and given evidence this week in relation to what they're doing to actually protect people and protect the users of their sites. So we were able to question them in relation to what they're actually doing, and I think it was a very interesting session. I think it shows a lot of double standards really from the tech giants, and that's the issue that we have to deal with, I think. And it's going to be left up to the legislator to come up with actually clear-cut actions that they'll have to take.
And you raised an issue as well. In some instances, content is only removed depending on the amount of followers that somebody has.
That's right. There was one issue in relation to a right-wing Nazi person in England who has a huge number of followers, and it seems that Facebook were very slow to remove items off his page, and it can only be because of potential revenue that it's generating through advertising, and that really is a problem. You know, if somebody has only 10 followers, they'd be very quick to remove it. So it shouldn't matter how many followers somebody has. If the posts are objectionable, they're objectionable no matter how many people are seeing them.
And we have seen time and time again bullying online having a detrimental impact on people.
That's right. I mean, there's loads of instances of it, and it's allowed to continue, it's allowed to fester, and the problem is that a lot of the online activity is seen as being harmless, and I actually think that it has potential for very serious harm. It's very interesting that the actual companies only respond to legal matters. They outlined how they deal very comprehensively with child pornography, but that has because the law of the land has seen that that's illegal and it shouldn't be tolerated. So I think we'll have to do something like that to find some sort of legal way to force these companies actually take action.